Good afternoon, friends. Thanks for joining us today. We're having a little camp out tonight and got the tent set up here. There's a nice wee lake to my left. I think there's meant to be fish in it, so maybe give that a wee go in the morning. And then the little campfire behind us here and the tent. Little camp light in the tent. Plenty of goodies, crisps and rice cakes of all things. A few bags of sweets and plenty to drink, plenty of water to drink. So we're looking forward to a night in the tent with the two lads here. Maybe it'll be a few scurry stories told later on. Might have to come home early in the car. But as I was lighting this little campfire, just thinking about a verse from Matthew's Gospel in chapter 3. And it records something of the ministry of John the Baptist. Now, whenever John the Baptist began to preach, the word of God says he laid the axe to the root of the trees, and he preached repentance, and he exhorted people ultimately to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verse number 11, he speaks about the Saviour who's going to appear on the stage very shortly. He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Do you remember on the day of Pentecost, whenever the Lord gave that promise to his disciples, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you? Whenever the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. So fire in the Bible is one of the great pictures of the Spirit of God. Fire does many things. It purifies, it purges, it refines, and it's the work of the Spirit of God to bring us to the cross. Even as believers in the Christian life, that we might be purified, that we might be purged, that we might be refined. Fire gives light, and the Spirit of God illuminates us. He gives light and guidance. He directs us through the Scriptures. He opens our understanding. Fire gives warmth and heat, and there's a wonderful comfort about that. The Bible speaks about the Spirit of God being like unto the Comforter. Fire can come suddenly, and fire draws people to it. There's an attractiveness about fire. Fire is self-advertising, and there's many, many pictures, therefore, in the Bible of the Holy Spirit, and fire is one of them. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And oh, that the Lord would come upon his church in these days, that we might experience a fresh anointing, a fresh infilling, a fresh moving, a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost, that the Lord would set his church on fire. The old Salvation Army choirs used to sing William Booth's great hymn, Thou Christ of burning, cleansing flame, send the fire, send the fire. Thy blood-bought gift today reclaim, send the fire, send the fire. And we need the fire of God again. Pentecostal fires, we desperately need them in the church. We need it in our lives. We need it in our land. And the Spirit of God came and set that early church on fire on Acts chapter 2. And oh, that God would do it again. He hasn't changed. And all the disciples had was the promise of God, and yet access to the throne of God in prayer. And as they prayed, the fire of God descended as they were gathered there in the upper chamber. And may the Lord give us a burden, and may the Lord light a fire within our hearts afresh that might turn our nation back to God. Thank you for listening, folks. See you next time, and God bless you all.